In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Congressman Fred Upton has tested positive for COVID-19. His office says the positive test came back on Tuesday. Upton has released a statement saying he took a routine test. He says, "Thankfully, I am fully vaccinated and boosted and experiencing mild symptoms." Upton says, per CDC protocol, he will isolate for the next 5 days as required. Upton adds, "I will be paying very careful attention to President Zelensky as he addresses a joint session of Congress. This will be one of the most consequential addresses in all of my time in Congress." All three of Upton's offices will remain open as the congressman isolates. The Michigan legislature has voted to suspend the state's 27-cent per gallon gas tax for 6 months. Republican lawmakers say it would ease the pain at the pump for everybody. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has hinted that she'll veto the bill, and Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist said the same thing on Tuesday morning.
"And we believe that our proposals, cutting the retirement tax, tripling the earned income tax credit for working families, the stuff we're doing to get money in the pockets of first responders and education professionals and child care workers, et cetera, that money in people's pockets can help them manage these expensive things that are happening right now. But we think that those proposals are going to help us get it done, but we're willing to negotiate with Republicans when they have something that's a reasonable proposal on the table."
Gilchrist points to the latest economic numbers as proof that their plan is working. The report indicates that the state has had 9 straight months of jobs increases, now with 217,000 new jobs year over year, and the third fastest declining unemployment rate in the country, currently at 4.9%. The Michigan Department of Transportation will begin a repaving project on I-94 near Pawpaw on Monday. Spokesperson Nick Sharippa tells us the work includes repaving, ramp rebuilding at the M51 interchange, median shoulder widening, drainage, cable barrier, guardrail, new signs, and pavement markings.
"Most of those are going to be shoulder closures during the day with some intermittent single lane closures overnight. So your morning and evening commutes to and from work shouldn't be bothered too terribly much. Won't notice too much of a difference in traffic during the day. And there will be some ramp closures at M51, at exit 56.
The $6.7 million project is intended to improve the road and extend its life. Sharippa says this is relatively routine compared to some major work on the horizon.
"We've got that really big project on I-94 and US 31 at I-196 this year, right? We're finishing that one up. And then next year, we're moving just to the west of that down by Stevensville. Huge reconstruction project, a couple year long project starting down there."
As part of the project starting Monday, there will at one point be a closure of the I-94 ramps at M51 or exit 56. That's the exit between Lawrence and Pawpaw. The work is expected to wrap up in late July. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.